Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 13th of March. There is a certain amount of confusion in US administration statements about the war in the Gulf and its consequences. Confusion perhaps tipping over into incoherence. US Treasury Secretary Bessent said that Iran was not mining the Strait of Hormuz. This was later clarified by US administration officials to mean that Iran was, in fact, believed to be mining the Strait of Hormuz. US President Trump stressed how well-positioned the US economy was as an oil exporter, but then later called for an emergency intermeeting rate cut from the US Federal Reserve, the sort of policy response that would take place only if the US economy were teetering on the very brink of recession and crisis. Uncertainty about the Gulf and US policy seems likely to continue. Uncertainty about US policy probably exceeds that of uncertainty about Iranian policy at this stage. The Iranian government is fairly consistently pledging to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed and is talking of $200 oil. On the data front, we have US January personal income and personal spending data and the accompanying personal consumer expenditure deflator. Personal spending is expected to hold fairly steady in real terms, something that the 1.5 percentage point decline in the household savings rate last year has helped to facilitate. Consumers in the States are still saving, but they've been saving less in order to enable them to meet the costs of the tariffs. This is to some extent old news, but the patterns of consumption and saving that met with the costs of higher tariffs can continue to meet the costs of higher gasoline prices, giving resilience to US consumer spending despite soaring gasoline prices. Retail gasoline prices are now up 29%, give or take, from the lows of the year. Trump is threatening to tariff US importers of goods from 60 countries, including the EU, China and the UK. This is in addition to investigations to introduce tariffs on importers of goods from China and the EU that was announced earlier this week. These tariffs, if implemented, would take some time to take effect, but the impact on the affordability crisis, which relies on perceptions rather than reality, might be a bit more immediate. With regard to the US affordability crisis, there is the March Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey data due today with its inflation expectations component. This might attract headlines, but it's not necessarily terribly useful. Only some of the effect of the war on inflation perceptions is likely to be captured in this survey. The partisan bias is also quite extreme. In February, Republicans thought inflation would be 0.7% this year. Democrats thought it would be 4.8%. Independents tend to side with the Democrats in expecting 4.3%. There's also the job openings data of the JOLTS survey, which gets the media excited because the labour market does matter. But the survey has such a shockingly low response rate as to make economists question its usefulness. From Europe, there's a smattering of inflation prints. Final French consumer price inflation for February will be ignored by the markets, as this number never changes from the initial print. German wholesale prices were dull and uneventful in February. The Bank of England's inflation survey is due. This is distorted by a minority of extreme inflation pessimists. It's worth remembering that inflation expectations only matter if people change their behaviour as a consequence of the shifts in their expectations. For the most part, what people say about inflation and what they do when shopping are very different things. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG. Regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research.
This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.